We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced. Tidbits. You can run and you can hide, gonna take it in your stride. Tidbits, ooh, tidbits. Work and life, it ain't no game. Now it's time to chill and play.
Welcome to Tidbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Bliss out of a top trending story. Chanel and Tamara here with you. Tamara, you're up, lady.
Okay, well, this is not necessarily trending because I think it's existed for a long time and will continue to do so forever. It's men reveal the first things they do when their wife and kids go away and they get the house to themselves.
Okay, this is interesting.
So obviously Reddit, a lot of people got on there, a lot of blokes, and were quick to, you know, tell the world.
You know what I'm wondering about? Are they all the same in that kind of, are they doing similar things? Because women might do some similar things. Obviously we're all different, but yes. Tell us. We're dying to know.
I'll tell you one thing that I did see that was very common was video games. A lot of people were like, well, I sit down and play video games for the whole day. So you can tell.
So I can't be told off.
Yes, different categories of blokes, and you'll see. So here are some. We can riff on these, lady. I take 5 decorative pillows off the bed and put them in the closet till the morning of her return. What do you think of decorative pillows? Well, do you have them on your bed?
I don't now because I've got like the vintage linen minimalist look. But
okay,
this is a shout out to Dan's friend Michael. Michael Sweatman, we're talking to you.
Sweatman?
Yes.
Is he sweaty?
He would be sweaty, sweaty, sweaty. His nickname is Sweaty.
He
thinks that his partner Belinda has like an obsession with pillows and she doesn't and admits that. But all the pillows, I think he just wants to scoop them all up and put them away smooth. So I can picture Michael doing this, getting rid of the decorative pillows so he can get into bed.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got to – why are they there? They're only visual because you take it off, then you put it on. I've got one on there and I constantly
one. Solo.
It's a long – it's this long skinny one though, like a big, you know, and I put it
with
there.
With no friends.
You know, like – why is that there? Why did I buy that? What's wrong with me?
I gave up because I spent most of the time on the floor because I couldn't be bothered putting them back on.
No, you chuck them.
So I'm not a pillow person. Belinda is very much a pillow person.
But all kinds. A bed does look nice with the decorative pillows sometimes. And you go, whoa, you know, when you walk past the
really
bedroom.
Make a bed.
Love that. Anyway, okay, next one. Someone said, I don't speak, I don't play music, I don't have the TV on. I sit in complete silence, reading my phone or whatever, but not having to answer anybody's questions, not having to listen to anybody. Nothing of nothing.
Nothing of nothing. Nag, nag, nag.
Just complete silence for at least 15 minutes.
That's all that's
got. Almost like a woman.
15. And time's up.
15.
With everything. That it just sound like it. Yeah, because I'd
anyone,
love that.
Yes, anyone would love that, I think. I think you need, when people leave, I don't know if you've found this, when people leave your house and it's just you, you actually don't know what to do with yourself.
Well, I was lost because my children were staying with my parents for a night and Dan was in Melbourne for work and I was by myself and I was almost uncomfortable with the deathly silence.
Yes, it's weird. You know? You get a little bit, where is everybody? And it takes a good little while for you to get in a groove and, you know, decompress. So we
and
get it.
And just enjoy it for a second, which we struggled to do because we're too busy, you know.
Yeah, buzzing about.
Mooching about, yeah.
Okay. And someone else said, one time my wife took kids out of town for the weekend with her sister. From Friday night when I got home from work until Monday morning when I went back, I didn't speak a word. I just existed. I watched shows. I played games. I drank some whiskey and smoked a cigar. I cleaned and did laundry.
Wow.
Probably with the cigar. Laundry with a cigar. Why is this all smoky, honey? My shirt for work is really smoky.
I should ask going out there having a cigar doing the laundry.
It would never work out because those things that you do, like, oh, I'm just going to smoke a cigar. I've never done that before. You'd probably throw up afterwards. You're sick. You go green. You're like,
yeah.
This is rubbish.
Bad decision.
Bad decision. Someone else said, turn off the lights that were left on in every room and closet. Okay, right. So obviously the the wife leaves the lights on. I'd be the other way around.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. This other guy said, I cook a package of bacon and save the drippings. I cook basically everything in that fat until it's gone. Wife and daughter are vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. So I can imagine you doing that if guy left.
Like a packet of sausages and a roast and dripping, like everything I've missed out on for the last 10 years. I love bacon. Oh, my gosh. Someone else said, I'm not trying to sound cheesy, but I tidy up because my wife works hard and has a pretty stressful job.
Oh, well, we love you.
See, so there's some beautiful people that do that.
Okay, and the video gamers that sit there and play games, but most of them just seem to want to just be left alone for a minute.
I know. Just leave me.
Actually, can I just give a tip?
Yes.
We want that too as women.
Yeah.
Hot tip. To be left alone for a minute.
See what women do. That'll be next week's lady.
Do the same thing. She wants to have a cigar and do the washing.
Yeah.
And be left alone.
Exactly. Unlike Yankee 313502, he wants to get butt naked and do the helicopter with my wiener.
That's what I want. No, I don't.
What I want to do. I put on a strap on and then I just wail it in the wind.
You know what? A helicopter, we could do wonders with our boobs. We could swing them in helicopter. All different ways. So we could actually do the proper helicopter.
Like those proper army ones with the two propellers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, and a strap on though would only go up and down, not around and round.
Well,
I'm
exactly.
Guessing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much experience. What do
so
you
So actually, you're a windmill, is what you are. We're going to be the helicopters. We can do that at quite, you know, the speed.
Yeah, and that would hurt, but it'd be all right. Someone else said. Start a violent movie, something the kids can't watch and something she wouldn't be interested in.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. You could watch whatever damn movie you wanted to.
I'd be watching. He's freaked the fuck out and in the fetal position, scared himself. Imagine
I don't
want
to go to bed. Actually, after sleeping with someone in the bed for so long, when I don't and I'm by myself somewhere, I get a little bit scared like a kid. Do you?
Yeah, and I'm all cold.
I'm like, yeah. And you stay on your side of the bed.
Yeah.
It was like the other week, Chanel and I shared a bed, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was a nice bed. When we stuck to our own little side,
we did.
Didn't
we? And then we checked on each other. Is she okay? Oh,
is she breathing?
Yeah.
It was funny.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. What else? The last one. Oh, there are two kinds of people in this thread, those who masturbate and those who are lying. I thought that summed it up really well, lady.
Yeah. Well done.
They're saying laundry, but what they mean, laundry is a euphemism.
So they're masturbating with a cigar.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Can you do both? Can you?
Two hands.
Yes. Yes is the answer to that.